Hello everyone. Good evening. How y'all doing? Oh my, it's been a long time, right? Yes, I've been working a lot to bring something unique. But before I go any further, I want to say a very big thank you to all my listeners who have been with me right from when I started Uju's World podcast. And also a big thank you to all who joined later on. Thank you so much. It means a lot to me to always have you around and to always have you listening to my episodes. Thank you. So, like I said earlier, I've been working to bring my niche to life. And I am proud to announce to you that OJ's World podcast now has a niche. It is called OJ's Tech Odyssey. Yes. OJ's Tech Odyssey. This is a podcast based on technology. The world is evolving. We know that. That is a fact. So I wouldn't want us to be at the ignorant side of the world. Whatever this AI is bringing, the advantages, we need to take advantage of the advantages. Yes, we need to join the ride and not be at the ignorant side. So for our first episode on OJ's Tech Odyssey, we are going to talk on artificial intelligence, the emergence, advantages, disadvantages, and a whole lot more. We must have heard of AI at least. We know of ChatGPT. For some of us lazy folks that hand over everything to ChatGPT to do for us, we make use of it every day. But we need to know how it came about. So, what is artificial intelligence? Artificial intelligence is a simulation of human intelligence in machines programmed to perform tasks that require human intelligence. In simpler terms, it means it is programmed to do what we can do as humans. Artificial intelligence can be broken down into different types. We have machine learning, neural networks, natural language processing, and intelligent systems. There are a lot of things that AI can do. AI is a technology that allows computers to perform various advanced functions, including seeing, understanding, and translating spoken and written languages. How is artificial intelligence made? It is created by computer programming, using a set of techniques and resources that we use calculations to learn and not just respond to commands is essential. The process of learning occurs when a machine or tool find the analysis that solves a problem. AI has immense power to transform how we work and live globally. Like I said earlier on, artificial intelligence has different types: machine learning, deep learning, natural language processing. Machine learning involves training a machine to recognize patterns in data and making predictions based on that learning by analyzing broad amounts of data. Machine learning algorithms can identify trends and make predictions that help businesses. For deep learning methods are quite straightforward. It is a subset of machine learning inspired by the human brain structure and function. Deep learning algorithms are designed to learn and improve by continuously updating their parameters based on the data they process. And to be honest, it has achieved top-of-the-line results in many fields, such as image and speech, recognition, natural language processing, and game playing. Okay, we still have natural language processing to talk about. Natural language processing is a part of artificial intelligence that deals with human language and computer interaction. It involves developing algorithms and models to analyze, understand, and generate human language. This particular part of AI allows the technology to understand what a human being says or write and formulate understandable responses using human language. Since we've talked about different parts of artificial intelligence, what are the benefits of artificial intelligence? Artificial intelligence has the potential to change the way we live and work. Several industries have already seen progress, such as healthcare, automotives, logistics, transportation, wholesale, retail, manufacturing, finance, and transportation. But there are legitimate concerns about AI taking over jobs and potentially becoming a threat to humanity. But these concerns can be addressed through responsible development and governance of AI. Transparency, accountability, and ethics must be prioritized in AI development to ensure it always works in our best interest. Furthermore, artificial intelligence can be critical in addressing some of the humanity's most enduring challenges, such as climate change, poverty, and disease. Using AI to analyze data and give us insights, we can make better decisions to help our world. These are the advantages of artificial intelligence, but there is always a but. There are also disadvantages. Many tasks that humans currently do can be automated by artificial intelligence, which can lead to job losses and the displacement of workers. And it is also possible that artificial intelligence algorithms can be biased, yes, or make decisions that are unethical or discriminatory, leading to a negative impact on society. Also, the need for transparency makes it difficult to determine whether artificial intelligence systems are fair and accurate. And finally, more reliance on technology can lead to losing human decision-making ability and control. But I know you would all agree with me, even if you don't say it, that there's also an upside to all this. If you can take control, if there are government policies that can regulate the kind of data that is given to artificial intelligence, we know we can use artificial intelligence to our best. I mean, we are in the Gen Z generation, right? This is basically the AI generation. Of course, a lot of people will not agree with me that there's also a generation coming that everything about them will be about tech. In 10, 15, 20 years to come, whether we like it or not, AI will take like 80% of whatever we do. So should that make us frightened? No, it shouldn't. That is why I am starting this podcast based on technology, so that in as much as AI thinks that it can threaten our livelihood, we can also take advantage of it and control it, but not have it controlling us and make best use of it. Alright, so this is it for today, people. Thank you so much for listening to the very end. I am thankful. Please do well to share this episode with friends and family. This is the very first episode on OJ's Tech Odyssey, so it will mean a lot if it will reach a lot of people. Thank you so much. See you next week. Bye.